Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is August 5th, Friday, 2016, and we are here talking to you from Manchester, England. We are actually pre-taping the show at the market close at 4 p.m. Eastern time in the States. It is 9 p.m. here in Manchester, England, and it's still light out, and basically I'm comatose, as I don't even know what kind of sort of hour it is. Got in this morning, flew 8 hours, the flight was delayed, got to the hotel, and I slept for an hour, got up, I'll figure things out by tomorrow. Anyway, got a long week ahead of business and some friends hanging out, and as always, we have lots to cover. But first, housekeeping. Do not forget the Fox News Channel Business Block tomorrow, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time. Neil's still off, but all the regulars will be on. Also, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button, or Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, our sarcasm, our wit, our charts of the day, our news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing with money, press the money management button. We want to hear what you're doing. Press the subscribe button also to get our notes, and also the consultation button if you're managing your money yourself or for others. We will gladly help you out. So if I sound like I'm in a coma, it's because I almost am. I'm not very good with jet lag for the first couple of days. After 2 days, I'm in pretty damn good shape. But once I get here, I'm whooped. And I slept on the plane for 3 or 4 hours. By the way, I saw Batman versus Superman on the plane. And I must tell you, I had a negative bias towards it because I did not think Ben Affleck would be a good Batman. I thought he was terrific. I thought the movie was very good. As you know, we do movie reviews here also, right? Anyway, I give it a good thumbs up. Excellent. There's my movie review for Batman. And by the way, it was out a few months ago, I think, right? It was the first time I saw it. Again, I saw it on the plane. So basically, my schedule is, as you know, I bring my office with me. I worked today while I was in a coma, semi-coma. And that's basically the story of the day. But the other story of the day is the markets. What was it, 3 days ago, where we said to you, we thought maybe a near-term top in place, and 2 days ago, I said to you, I don't think so, and, well, we broke above the top today. Simple as that. That's what happened today. We broke above the top. And what we will do, as always, we will cover it from soup to nuts for you, where things stand, where things are. But I first want to do the little preface for you on a couple of things. About 3 weeks ago, the market broke out of an 18-month range. We're talking the Dow and S&P. For about 4 weeks, did nothing. And then 3 days ago, it looked like it was rolling over. Now we have edged above this other little range. And just keep in mind, we're only about 2.5% above the breakout. But very simply, markets are improving. More things to talk about today. What you do with your money, that be up to you. And the other 2 points I need to make. Another investment bank came out and said they were bearish yesterday, Goldman. They were bearish 2 months ago. Every investment bank is out there bearish. Geniuses, like a Gundlach, go look him up, Gundlach, said sell everything. He's been saying that for a couple of months. George Soros said sell everything. These are geniuses. And there's 11% cash in the mutual funds and the pension funds. Well, we've broken out. It's getting a little better. And I gotta believe that cash is gonna come off sidelines. And we're talking billions of dollars out there. Fundamentals stink. And listen, IBM. Sales down 23, revenues down 3, moved to new highs today. AIG, sales down 20, revenues down 6, gapped up 2 days ago, kept moving today. I can go through about 500 other names with earnings and sales down, and the stocks are going up. Bottom line, Japan announces another $250 billion. The UK drops another 0.25%. The EU, another who knows how many trillions. China buys up. Japan buys up. We're staying at 0%. And who knows what else we're doing. The easy money is giving us another leg up here. How far it goes, how long it lasts, I have no idea. But as of this second, it be working. So let's get going today. On today. Today. The market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow gapped up 150, finished up 190, and in the last few minutes went up 30 points. S&P up 18, NASDAQ up 54, NASDAQ 100 up 47, SOX up 10, transports 146. Advanced declines good, up down volume good. Gold got whacked. Gold is in a consolidation now. We still think it's in a bull market when you have a strong day like today. Guess what happens? Gold's the anti-market. Market goes up, it comes down some. But that's the worst I can say. Now, throughout the rest of the show, simply put, we will go through areas. Stocks. We'll give you some things that moved above a little bit of range today. And as always, you get to decide. You guys can email me at garyk.com at any time. And I will answer you. I'll be free over the weekend, though I will be playing, I believe. Let's see, ladies and gentlemen. This weekend, tomorrow, I'm playing Royal Lytham and St. Anne's Golf Club. That's one of the top courses in the world. And we're playing it again tomorrow and Formby Golf Club. Monday, let's see, 10 a.m. At 5 a.m. your time, I'll be playing Royal Birkdale, another major. Tuesday at 5 a.m. your time, I'll be playing Royal Liverpool. I'm taking Wednesday and Thursday off. Friday, Royal St. George's. Some people say it's the number one course in the world. That's my week. And all early in the morning. I'm all done before the markets open. So I have myself some good full days. And on Saturday, we play something called Royal Cinque Points. Cinque. That's my week. And also doing my massive workouts. By the way, just so you know, I got off the airplane, took a taxi to the hotel, checked in, went to the gym, and did 25 sets of upper workouts. Chest, shoulders, back, arms, both biceps, triceps, 5 sets each, because I'm insane. Anyway, that's how we roll at this point in time. Up next on The Edge, we'll get specific, we'll get technical, and all that stuff. Thanks for being here. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
On your mark, get set, shop. The back-to-school season's here, so don't miss out on those too-cool-for-school savings. As you look for a more affordable way to stay connected and keep in touch with your kids this school year, look no further than Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk's unlimited plan starts at just $45 with the first 5 gigabytes of data at high speed, then 2G. You'll have nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable networks, all without a contract, mystery fees, or credit checks. And now you can double your data for only $10 more with Straight Talk's $55 unlimited plan with the first 10 gigabytes of data at high speed, then 2G. At 2G speeds, the functionality of some data applications may be affected. Savings may vary. If you already have a phone you love, then bring it. Keep everything you love, your phone, network, and number, with our BYOP activation kit. Now's the time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched to Straight Talk Wireless? For more, visit StraightTalkSwitch.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 833.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you are having a swell day. By the way, it wasn't very cold here today. It was like 70, but I think it's going to be about 55 here in England. Actually, we're in northern England, Manchester. We're going to work our way south to southeast, east of London and west of London in the next few days. All right, let's just do over a few tidbits on today. First off, in the Dow, Merck. Now, keep in mind, the stock was up 560 today to 63.5 bucks. Merck has no growth. No growth. But the stock broke into new high ground. Volume was heavy. Keep in mind, because we always keep things in perspective, that yeah, new high. Merck was hit a high of 90 in 2000. It's at 63 today. The story is something about a cancer drug. If you want, go Google the words Merck and Bristol-Myers cancer drug. So Merck's up 570. Unfortunately, Bristol-Myers stock, which has been acting just fine and has stronger growth than Merck, down 12 today to $63. That's just a story for you. And if you own Bristol-Myers, there's nothing you can do with gap down on this news. You can go read about it. Obviously, this drug is a meaningful drug, I think. I'll read more over the weekend. Wow. I don't own any Bristol-Myers. I don't own any Merck. No growth in there. Again, keep in mind, Merck was... Merck, just so you know, in the years 95 to 2000, you know what basically was stated on Merck? You gotta own it forever. Greatest drug company in history, R&D, da-da-da. It's 63 bucks in 2016. It hit a high in 2000 of 90. You don't think markets change? Next, we had the fake jobs number today. Better than expected. They're saying the market was up because of that. The market was going up no matter what it looks like that way. We don't believe in, we believe in how markets react to stuff. And we don't believe 90% of what government tells us anyhow. Just remember, listen, and yes, we are cynics. We have earned the right to be cynics. In the last 10 years, government has changed the formula on GDP to make it bigger than it used to be, higher than it used to be. They changed the formula on inflation to make it lower than it used to be. So they rig the formulas in order to get their preferable outcome. When it comes to the jobs numbers, Go call the Labor Department. Go ask them how they come up with these jobs numbers. It's laughable. Oh, we polled this amount of people, and then we considered seasonality and this, that, and the other thing. It's a bunch of bullcrap. You got that? And, of course, the unemployment rate is the biggest scam. As you know, we think Obama, listen, we respect the presidency. We do not respect this man. We believe that they have rigged the unemployment rate. They have crashed on purpose how many people are looking for jobs, making the unemployment rate a lot lower than it really is. And as we have told you, and we don't pull any punches here, call the Labor Department. Email them. Ask them for the list of people who have left the workforce. They will not tell you they do not have a list. Then ask them, well, just give me 10 names. Give me 10 people that left the workforce. They don't have 10 names. So how do you know millions of people have left the workforce? Oh, we calculate this and this formula, that and this and that. And that. Bullcrap. So whatever the numbers are, they are. We don't care. It's the how the things have reacted to the news. Okay? Next. As we have stated, the market bottomed in February. At that time, Japan, China, Europe, UK, Sweden, other countries, all announced more printing of money, more asset purchases, more buying up of markets, both equity and bonds, more negative rates, and of course, Yellen with her, we're not raising rates anymore, even though they tease every 6 weeks and never do. That has enabled a horrible earnings front market rally. When you have earnings dropping over four quarters, we're talking the whole spectrum. We're not just talking energy. I just gave you a couple of names outside of energy, IBM and technology, AIG and financials. By the way, I didn't even mention Apple. Earnings down, sales down. And I could, again, I can mention 500 others. So earnings and sales down, market up. That means valuations continue to stretch and stretch and stretch. I hate using the word bubble, but we may be in one of those phases. Now, we told you here, if the market would break out, if the Dow and S&P break out, we use the quote, buy the crap out of the market. Well, it broke out and then sat for 4 or 5 weeks. And then you had that day 3 days ago. I got to tell you, I thought the market was losing sponsorship right there. The next day I thought, I'm wrong. Well, we've now broke above range of the 6-7 weeks, excuse me, 3 or 4 weeks after the breakout. That's good stuff. That's all we can tell you. That's good stuff. And as you can see, when you have a chance, at the close today, the SPY, the Spider, broke above range. The Russell 2000, the IWM, broke above range. You get where we're going? Importantly, the financials, by a smidge, broke above range. Remember what we tell you. The market ain't going higher unless the financials go higher. And then as you do your scans, you can find other areas breaking above range. Emerging markets, the symbol is EEM, moves above the little range. The EFA, nah, not yet. Take that back. The FXI, which is an ETF for Asia, a little bit above range. And what we mean by range, there was an area where it couldn't get above over the last few weeks. Gets above at the close today. Simplistic is that. We're reporting to you the news here. Now, what does that mean going forward? It's not bad. That's all we can tell you. It's not bad. And while all these big investment banks are coming out bearish, and I mean some very bearish, and all this cash on the sideline, you get where I'm going with that? So the market be speaky. You should be listening-y. And it's not easy. Believe me, it's not easy. Up next on The Edge, more This, That, and The Other Thing, Tidbit City. From Manchester, England, I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Again, we are here from Manchester, England. We are comatose. I promised myself to not have any more. Just so you know, I've never drank coffee, ever, ever. As you know, I hardly ever drink any liquor. And it's not because I'm an alcoholic or anything. I just don't drink. If I have 10 drinks in a year, it's a big year. So recently, about 6 months ago, I started drinking some double espresso, and I liked it. And I'd be off and on, off and on. And I realized in the last month, it was screwing me up. It was absolutely screwing me up. And I don't have an addictive personality. But I was itching for it every day. I was thinking about Starbucks when I woke up in the morning. So I stopped. And I've been very good, but today I got whooped. And right across the street from the hotel is a Starbucks. I hit the double espresso. But as soon as I get back, I'll get off of it again. You know, it's amazing. Some of this stuff is just so addictive. Caffeine. I think I've smoked 2 cigarettes in my life. One when I was 15, I was on a bus with a bunch of kids, Disney World, and we went to Disney, and I was trying to act cool. And I was like George Costanza smoking a cigarette. I started choking. And then there's the alcohol. Never been one. Anyway, that's a waste of money. But man, oh man, men love their beer. Man, I've been at parties where guys are downing 2 6-packs. I don't know how the hell they do it. I can't even down 2 Coca-Colas. Anyway, so I had my Starbucks today. And I bet you all are feeling what I'm feeling here. I was waking up every morning. I got to get my Starbucks. That's not good feeling. The Olympics start tonight, I believe, right? Let's see, it's Friday, right? And what time is it? Oh, right, it's 4 o'clock your time, so it starts tonight. In a few hours, I'll be asleep. Anyway, I hope it goes well. I've been reading some really bad stories over in Rio of some violence there. One of the athletes is accused of rape, and they're holding him in a jail. Bad construction. Hopefully, they got it figured out. And go America. How about that Michael Phelps, huh? We'll see how well he does. All right, so we got the jobs number. We got the move in the market. Let's do some more things I want to talk about today. I'm going to go one by one as I'm looking at my screen. Priceline finished up 54 today, but was up 75. So not sure. It moved above 8-month range, but it didn't break the highs of 1476 from last October. Maybe people are thanking their lucky stars they're back to even and are selling in here, but not just yet. That's your price line. Apple. Well, you know, I made a conscious decision not to buy the stock off the gap. First off, on the gap day, it finished towards the low of the day. The next day was kind of signal maybe buy some, And since that day, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's gone from 105 to 107.5, but it was up another $1.60 today. Again, earnings down 23, revenues down 15, and this quarter that they're in, earnings are slated to be down 18, revenues down another 12. So whatever's driving, again, easy money. Beats the heck out of me. That's Apple. I wanted to mention Microsoft. Microsoft edged to a new yearly high today. Remember what we told you, 7% drop in sales on Microsoft. But I'm just listen carefully. Technically, the stock looks great. That's all I'm telling you. But it is a low beta, slow moving, big tanker type stock with declining sales. If you just get away from who it is or what it is, technically it looks great. IBM moves into new high ground. Last four quarters earnings, minus 9, minus 17, minus 19, minus 23, getting worse by the quarter. Again, we're used to in the past, stocks that do well have plus 9, plus 17, plus 19, plus 23, accelerating numbers, not decelerating. We're just letting you know. It's weird. It's weird. When I go through earnings, it's very weird. That's all I can tell you. Google. Now, they had good earnings. Gapped up, got above 100, went back below, been sitting tight for the last 6 days, was up $9 today to $807. Now, just keep in mind, that's like a $80 stock going up less than a buck. But I'm letting you know, technically, Google looks great. The old high was 810 in February, and it was on a day where it hit 810 and closed at like 790. So definitely some distribution in these areas here. If it can get through it, that's a buy. Just letting you know. Another big cap name. Amazon. Don't know what to think except it still acts fine, still trading above the 21-day moving average, but not a lot of juice off its earnings report. Now, next thing I want to bring up is these oils I mentioned to you. Even though oil prices really are not going anywhere, we mentioned a few oil names too that are reporting earnings. Wait till it comes out. These are names that just refuse to go down, while most oil stocks did. And oil price kept going down. Well, I got to tell you, we had some pretty damn good reactions. CXO, Concho Resources. Earnings down 32, revenues down 26. I guess that's good considering the oil prices. Looks like it wants to break out. I'd have it on the watch list. EOG, the old Enron, breaks out today. Earnings, they lost 38 cents a share, sales down 28 cents. I'm just reporting to you the news. Volume 3x average, and big pop, big breakout. The old high is, I think, much higher, though. Old high in 14 was 120, still 90 bucks. But I'm just letting you know on a yearly basis. Pioneer PXD, that's shaping up also. These are names we are mentioning to you that held best. Earnings down were a loss of 22 cents. Again, beats the hell out of me. Fang, Diamondback Energy, back above the 50-day moving average. They actually make money, but earnings were down 37%. Cimarex Energy, XEC, potential for a big breakout here. Earnings down 53, revenues down 30. Again, we're just reporting to you. These are some of the names we had mentioned to you as being pretty darn strong. We also mentioned this symbol RICE, R-I-C-E, into new high ground. And here's a new one, by the way, I found today, RSPP, RSP Permian. May want to put that on your watch list for energy. And again, it's a tough group. You're dealing with currency, geopolitical, but these names had held up very well while most other things got trashed. And I got news for you. Most other things are still trashed. Financials. Got to see my time here. JP Morgan. Looks like it's trying to come out of this range here. Volume was picked up today. Again, earnings and sales, not very good. Which is telling you price movement here. Bank America, much weaker than JP Morgan. But you can see that it's trying to come up the right side. Better today. BlackRock, BLK, almost at new high ground. Earnings down, revenues down. BLK technically is one of the stronger financial names out there. I don't really need to mention Citigroup, though it's off the lows today on volume. I don't need to mention Morgan Stanley. Wells Fargo, don't need to go through that either. So you have a few of the financials you need to take a look at this week. And up next, more this, that, and the other thing. It's getting dark out here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like a 12-pack of Crayola colored pencils, just 97 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free.
and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
yeah!
Go.
Action!
Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. We are here hanging out in Manchester, England. It is 9, well, it's the 9 o'clock hour here. We are pre-taping the show right after the market closed, the Eastern Time 4 to 5 hour. We will be doing the radio show every day. We got an email today. You know, we didn't do the radio show yesterday. We have two people in this world that email me and just say the nastiest whatever you can possibly say. So somebody emailed me and called me a... I don't even know if I can say it. I'm not going to say it. For not doing the show yesterday. I was on an airplane. People, I got to tell you, there are just people in this world that probably need a drink. Or some Valium. Very weird out there. Very weird. And they keep listening to the show while cursing me out. By the way, when I say curse me out, they wish my death, F-bombs. They want my wife to be attacked. I'm not making this up, and I'm thinking to myself, darn, I'm under the radar. I'm a little guy. Imagine what people that are famous get. Amazing. Because there's sickos out there. Do you know whenever I say something that just resembles something against Donald Trump, you should see the emails I get from people. It's amazing to watch. When I rip Hillary Clinton, they praise me. When I rip Donald Trump, they tell me I'm the Antichrist. I love people. Speaking of Trump, so I'm here and I turned on some England news channels today. They hate Trump. And just so you know how the media is biased in America on Trump, but they really can't say it straight out? They basically come out and say he's the bigoted, racist scumbag. That's what basically they say about him. 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day. They go after him. By the way, they did the same thing on George Bush. They love Barack Obama. As you know, they're socialist liberals here. And they don't, God bless them, they don't hide it. They don't hide it. I also want to report to you that, man, oh man, oh man, is there security out there. First off, when I was leaving Orlando International Airport, the flight I got on to come to Manchester had to be rerouted to Miami first and then to Orlando. Something was going on. So while we were passing to the gates, there were three dudes. And they were in their uniform, and they had some guns on them that were like 6 feet long. And they had their fingers on, you know, just where they're supposed to be. And then when we landed in, I landed in Manchester, security up the wazoo. In the streets, security up the wazoo. They are on notice here, ladies and gentlemen, that those wonderful human beings at ISIS said that we're going to attack London and England, and we're going to do it every day, and we're going to whatever. So we are in a new world, yay. But I will tell you, our security forces, both in America and here where I'm at, they are terrific. I walk up to them and thank them. I couldn't do that stuff. I couldn't even be a patrol officer. I wouldn't stop anybody on the road. I'd be afraid. That's what kind of a wimp I am. So when you see an officer, anybody in uniform, thank them versus what some other people do. Absolutely no complaints on the market here. It's broadening out now. The breakout of 3 weeks ago, which sat tight and looked like it was going to fail 3 days ago, got juiced above range today. Don't argue with it. And you know what? I'm susceptible. I argue with it. When you see bad earnings and bad sales, when you see GDP of 1.2, and you have history with the markets going back a very long time, and you have an understanding of them, you wonder. But as we've taught you, and we continue to teach ourselves, price first, everything else second. And you may have a little quinella going for you right now. Everybody's bearish, and there's a lot of cash. Everybody's bearish, and there's a lot of cash. Valuation, what's that? And I know what some of you are thinking, am I nuts? And I know what fundamentalists say. We watched in 99. Valuation's ridiculously high, and the market doubled. Just remember, when the market broke out, the NASDAQ, valuation was high at that point, and then it almost doubled. That's the market. Anything is possible. And you now have $20 trillion of printed money and about $2 to $3 trillion going to be printed in the next year. You have negative interest rates going more negative. You have 0% rates just about everywhere. You have China, Japan, Europe buying up their markets. Don't ask me why they would buy up their corporate bonds, but they're doing that. And beyond belief, and believe me, I read the fundamentalists that think the Dow should be at 13,000, and some think it's 5,000. It's folly to argue with price, regardless of the news. And I used to be very sarcastic about it sometimes and say, oh, the market was up today. If they knew California, they would say buy the market because of the reconstruction. Have a great weekend. Drive carefully when you get home. Do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. We'll be back to you next week from England. Night-night all.
For joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.